o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
Clock management begins now.
By the way, if you missed the news earlier in the show, which we spent a lot of time on, and I know a lot of our podcasters listen to all 3 hours after the fact, I do not want to spend more time on the New York Jets coaching situation, but in case you missed it, Robert Saleh has been fired as the Jets head coach. Jeff Ulbrich, their defensive coordinator, is taking over as head coach. And don't forget, Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback. So that was why we discussed it earlier. But we need to get to, now, I can't imagine they're very high in the ESPN Power Rankings, but I'm guessing the Packers moved up. Time now for Power Rankings Tuesday.
It is Power Rankings Tuesday. ESPN's NFL Nation provides the official Power Rankings of record on Wilde and Tausch. Tausch, would you like to guess the top 10 as far as in sync you can be with ESPN's NFL Nation?
No. I will guess where the Packers are, and I would say they're at 11.
You have the Packers at 11. All right. I will run down the list, and you can express your objections as you please as we go on.
Yeah, what did we say? Is it yes or what did we decide to do? Keep them, scrap them. What was that segment?
Bring them or fling them, I think, is what we landed on. So you will review these power rankings in the scope of bring them on
if you want to play them if you're the Packers. If I like where I envision the Green Bay Packers to be, I don't want to play them, which is fling them or bring them. Like, yeah, I have no problem playing this squad.
If you're flinging the teams you do not want to play, you are bringing the teams you want to play. Starting at number one, the undefeated 5-0 Kansas City Chiefs. Words would help for the exercise. I understand, Jesse.
It's fling them.
Number two, the undefeated 5-0 Minnesota Vikings.
Bring them. We turned it over, stunk, played like crap. And we still had an opportunity late. I have no problem. I am looking forward to going up to Minneapolis and playing them Vikings. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Fling is very confusing. I don't think any. It's a little bit too much like Booger McFarlane.
Hey, I gave you a full week to get something, and you didn't bring me anything. So this is where we're at.
You didn't give me a full week.
You had a full week. I did.
Thank you for giving me a full week. Do we have to have it rhyme? Like, bring them or bypass?
What, is that a crime?
I don't want to whine.
To have something rhyme?
Like, I feel like, couldn't we go alliteration
like
instead of rhyming?
Oh, you come up with something, then. How's that?
Don't get snippy with me.
What, you're poo-pooing something when I gave you a full week to figure something out. You didn't do anything.
Would you stop saying you gave me a full week? This never crossed your mind.
I gave you a full week, Jesse. Maybe you took off last week. I like this. Like, bring it. And I like this. Yes. Fling it.
Uh-huh. It's good hand motion. Yeah. Plays well on the video stream.
But not so well on the radio.
If he just says it at the same time as he does the hand motion, it would play a lot better on both, I would think.
All I'm saying is anyone in Green Bay scared of the Minnesota Vikings? I respect the fact they're 5-0. They're better than I thought. I ain't scared at all.
I'm a little scared because they came to Lambeau and went up 28-0 right away. Like, not many people do that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Fling them.
Let's go. What's
number three, the Houston Texans, 4-1. Oh.
They're coming to town a week from now.
Bring them. I can't wait to see it. Their defense is going to be fun to watch. Like, it'll be a great matchup. It was actually, when the schedule came out, one of the games I was hoping I could get to was this Houston Texans game because Stroud, and that'll be a great little storyline. It'll be a fun little deal. Going to be a fun game. Bring them on. Let's see how we match up with them Houston Texans.
Number four, the Detroit Lions.
Bring them. It'll be a fun. I mean, again, I just don't think there's many teams. What are you?
You're saying
Detroit,
bring them.
Who are you avoiding right now?
There's a few teams I'm avoiding. I told you all year. I ain't scared of nobody in the NFC.
Well, then this is going to be
nobody.
This is going to be an awfully lame segment if you just keep saying, bring them, bring them, bring them. And the good news is I don't have to come up with an alternative for fling them because you're not going
to
use it anyway.
If we get to it, yeah, we're good. Number five, the Baltimore Ravens.
Bring them.
Fling them.
Oh.
No. No. Lamar Jackson is dynamite, man, and you add him with Derrick Henry. Yeah, I don't love that matchup, so fling him.
Number six, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, their defense is bad. Yeah, I don't think they're deep, but Josh Allen scares me. Bring him. Let's see it. I want to see it. Bring him on. It's, bring them Buffalo Bills
it's
on.
Fun to do, isn't it, Jason? You had fun. Yeah. Number seven, this one is a big surprise. Nobody had this team cracking the top ten
fling
this year. The Washington Commanders, 4-1.
I'm going to say this is crazy, but of all the teams in the NFC, I think Detroit deserves credit. Detroit's good. Minnesota, again, they're 5-0. It's October. Do I think that they're going to be one of the last teams standing in the NFC? I don't. The Washington Commanders with Jaden Daniels, they have an opportunity to be. They're in a bad league. Their team's Philly's flawed. Dallas, I think, is in big trouble. And the Giants, I don't think they're very good. I think Washington has the clearest path to winning their division of any of the NFC teams. And when you have that clear path to win your division, you have that opportunity to be a one seed. That's how this works. I'm going to say fling them. I think Washington is the scariest team in the NFC for Green Bay. That's what I think.
That is a far cry from two summers ago when you left them totally off of your list of NFC tier teams.
Hey, Jesse, that's why quarterbacks matter and how they change the complete complexion of an organization when you're a stud. Who's playing better quarterback in the NFC than Jaden Daniels right now?
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here and again use my favorite phrase, growth is not linear. And I think Jaden Daniels has some challenges coming around the corner. He's the golden child right now in the NFL. Everyone's buzzing about him, and rightfully so. He has been fantastic. On top of that, I would add that I'm happy for the Commanders. My buddy Joe Witt is the defensive coordinator there. I'm extremely happy for them. I think that there's probably going to be some rough seas ahead still for them. So they're 4-1 now. Let's check in another month and let's see where they're at. But, hey, Jaden Daniels has been damn impressive. And they should be really excited about him, but he is still a rookie quarterback. There are still going to be some issues that are going to come around the corner, and I think they're coming quick.
Yeah, all I can do is go off of the data that I'm seeing. It's the 8th of October. Is that mean at Halloween he's still going to be there and I'm still going to have... No, that's the beauty of this. It's week to week, baby. That's why we do power rankings on Tuesday. We don't
power
do it every
wankings.
Day. You're up.
Oh, you would have done the same thing to me.
I forgot that you critique every misstep that someone makes, so... Washington, as we sit here right now, is there anybody that you think in the NFC that is playing the quarterback position better through 5 weeks than Jaden Daniels? Is there anybody?
Darnold.
Did you watch the second half of that game?
Yeah,
did you watch the first
well.
Half? Did you watch the second half against the G&G?
Did you watch the first half? Didn't need the second half.
Yeah, I saw a lot of turnovers. I saw a pick six and a lot of turnovers by the former quarterback here in the G&G.
Yeah.
That's what
Where
I saw.
Where is Washington in the rankings? What's next?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number...
You guys didn't answer my question. Before we get to Tampa,
I said
who's playing
Darnold.
A better quarterback than...
Multiple times I said Darnold.
Yeah, but I don't believe you.
You just don't believe it because it's Darnold, and you're like, that can't be real.
I just don't like what I'm hearing. As Jason once said, you're not listening. No, you're just not. You don't like what I'm saying. Okay, fair enough.
Number eight, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I like Tampa. I think Tampa's right there. I think I put Tampa and Green Bay in that same column as far as where the NFC is.
So now it's bring them, fling them, or I like that team.
I like them.
I'll tell you what, you guys are the epitome of media. We won't jump in and actually do anything. We're just going to bicker about it and complain. What's your solution to this Brigham, Slingham, Tingham deal?
Brigham or bypass them? Alliteration.
Doesn't roll off the same way. Number nine, thankfully, the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
they're in the top 10.
Cracking the top 10. Up two spots from last week. Yeah,
for beating the Rams?
Apparently they were impressive enough to do it without Jaire Alexander and Romeo Doubs.
Jason, you understand? Why do I have to keep doing this to you? San Francisco just lost a home game against Arizona. Seattle just lost a home game against the Giants.
Yeah, and the Rams just lost a home game against the Packers.
It's hard to win in this league.
Do the Packers beat the Rams?
They also have a pick six.
Do the Packers beat the Rams if they have 60% of their starting offensive linemen missing? Take out Elton Jenkins, Zach Tom.
Jason. The Rams' offensive line played really – we're sitting here complaining about our pass rush. Kyron Williams had 100-some yards rushing. Thank God they didn't have their other three starters. How much better would they have been?
Right. Yeah, I think isn't that kind of what I was saying?
I don't know.
I like that team.
Bring them, though. We already beat them once.
Apparently, we bring the teams that go up 28-0 on us at home in the first half, and we bring the teams that we beat up on the road when their offensive line is 60% banged up.
You think that the Minnesota Vikings are going to end up at like 13-4? You really think they're going to continue on this trend?
Do you think the Washington Commanders are?
I think Washington has a better chance to have a better record than Minnesota does.
Okay, I'll buy that, but I think they're both going to come back to earth a little bit. Again, the 2015 Green Bay Packers started the season
5-0, bro.
6-0.
They're going to come 5-0. You're going to come back to earth because you're not going 17-0.
Thank you. The Packers started 2015 6-0. They finished 10-6. They went 4-6 over the last 10. If the Vikings do that over their, let's say they go 5-7 over their last 12, then you're looking at 10-7. That's the kind of thing, I don't know what the future holds, but I'm not sold on them yet, although I am sold on Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, he's
just
good.
Sold on Matt LaFleur. All right, those are the rankings.
You know what I like about Minnesota is their offensive line. That's what I like about Minnesota.
That helps
you a lot. It's been their weakness, and they've gotten a lot better up front. That's why, for as much as Jesse is all in on the Darnold train, how did
he's remade himself just like Jesse
and Addison and all this other, like, he is in the perfect situation,
right?
And he's still very bulky. Like, I think it's very tenuous where he's at. He still has he still makes a lot of bad decisions. I'm not sold on SD, and I'm not sold on the Minnesota Vikings.
11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, passer rating of 103.4 for the year. He's thrown for, 1,111 yards. 1,111.
Bulky. Perfect strangers?
Yeah.
Bronson Pinchot?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if we're going to play bring 'em, fling 'em, or I kind of like them, I would think that Kohler Services would fall both under the bring them if I need a new bath or shower, and I kind of like them because they're a great partner.
I love them, and if you do need a bath or shower remodel, it's the only place to turn to is Kohler Services. Family-owned, 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life, and this month only, zero interest financing for 12 months, and a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation. Well, that is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
What I want
Jesse, I feel like we've neglected the text portion of the Talk of Text line today. Anything that popped with you there that you found wooey interesting?
I did like this one from Jens, the Coob consultant. Remember Coob?
Oh,
our favorite outdoor game that we've never played. Tausch has a trifectometer of his own going on right now from his preseason predictions. Do you remember what they were, Tausch? Never mind. Jens has them here. I'll read them for you. The Vikings will be a hot mess. Dobbs will be the next contract guy for the Packers.
That's not done yet. And I'm guessing I'm probably going to be wrong.
And Josh Jacobs setting the single-season franchise rushing record. Rough start for old T, but he can bounce back from Jens the Coop consultant.
Jens, again, I listen, man, we do 15 hours a week on this show.
Feels like a lot.
I have
more.
A host. I have a co-host that gives no opinions, hardly ever, and will not predict. So I have to make a lot of predictions.
Oh,
I also said that the San Francisco 49ers were going to struggle bigly. Did I not? Jesse, I'm asking.
You did. Mount Everest. Yeah, Mount Everest. Yeah.
Okay. And I could go through a litany of other things that if you really want me to go through. I'm not going to sit here, Jens, and I love Jens.
He
keeps me updated on Cub. I do.
Not at the moment, though.
It's cool.
He's the sod father. No, he's great. No, I don't have a problem. He's pointing out facts. I said all that.
And then you blamed me.
No, I'm just stating facts, Jason. That's all I'm doing. You've said, I don't like predicting things. I don't predict stuff. Have you not said that?
Sure, but I think I bring other aspects to the show that just because I don't make predictions doesn't mean you have to.
You do a lot, Jason. Don't turn this into me telling you how great you are. You are a fantastic
host. I definitely don't need that. No, I'm good.
Well, that's
I'm just
what you're trying to
you
do.
You didn't. You are an opinion. Just hold on. All right, now you got me a little riled up.
Oh,
usually
boy.
I'm pretty even-keeled.
Thanks a lot, Jens.
I like that. You're the Dobbs of even-keeledness, is what I've heard.
You are an opinionated cat.
Yeah,
you are.
I like it.
All your old teammates will tell you how much fun it was to get Tausch into a debate. He loved his debates. It's one of the reasons why, pat yourself on the back again, I knew that this show was going to be great with you on it. But yeah, we're different cats, man. You love to have an opinion. Yeah. I love to see both sides. And so, while you may have been wrong on a few of these, I would, and I was going to without your help, but you chose to chime in and defend yourself. You have been dead right on the San Francisco 49ers.
For now.
Well, but even if they get back, your discussion about climbing the mountain was right on point. And they are having all kinds of problems with their gear and their rappels and their backpacks. They got a hole in their tents. Their pets' heads are falling off. Like, things are going very difficultly for them. They lost at home to the Cardinals. So you were right about that.
We better hold off. We got to see what happens on Sunday.
Yes, you're right about that. But I'm just saying, you do. You put yourself out there with your opinions more than me. And some have been wrong. But the insight has been on point, just like the sod father's insight is on Coob when we need it.
Well, and in fairness, the Josh Jacobs thing, we still don't know where he's at.
Well, what's he going to do, rush
early,
for 275 yards every game the rest of the way?
That's a bold – like, you have to go bold. What am I going to say? Oh, Josh Jacobs is going to lead the Packers in rushing. Coob would be sitting there saying, Tausch, come on now. You give Domofsky grief for not being bold, and then you're going to do that? Like, yeah.
His name's not
bold
Coob,
is bold, baby.
His name is
no, it's Jens.
Old Coob is going to be there.
Coob. That's what they used to yell in 1982. All right. So that text was fun. I enjoyed it.
That was good.
Indeed. We need to get to Whoa Nelly and get somewhat back on our schedule here as I have Mike McCarthy'd the clock once again. But I'll tell you this, and I tell you this multiple times a week, and I mean it. I hope never, ever, ever. I hope you never have to make the call to Gruber Law Offices. That means you've been safe and sound and you haven't been in a serious accident and you have no need for their legal expertise. But if you do, Thank the Lord that they are there for you and for all of their clients because they win. They always win, and you don't pay until they win. And that's the beauty of Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or check them out online, gruber-law.com. Wonelli is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Wonelli!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Missed a big anniversary in Wisconsin sports yesterday that I wanted to make sure we gave some credit to. On this day, yesterday... 14 years ago, Niger Morgan, T. Plush, delivered the walk-off game-winning hit in
for
Game
Tausch
5
and Hooter.
Of the NLDS.
I knew you were going to say that.
For Tausch and the fellas who were watching guzzling down the wings at Hooters.
And Tausch didn't even see it because he had an obstructed view seat.
Getting 6 more honey barbecues. besides the Hooters memories that we could certainly dive more into if we would like. So that is the best win that's happened at American Family Field, or Miller Park as it was known then, in the last 15 years. Walk off to win a series. The Bucks obviously won the NBA Finals at Fiserv Forum. That's their best win in the last 15 years at home. What is the best Green Bay Packers win at Lambeau Field in the last 15 years since the Packers won the Super Bowl in February of 2011?
Good question, Jesse.
That is a good question.
What do we have, like, multiple choice? Or is
no.
This...
I mean,
Jesse didn't plan it out that far.
The Dez Bryant Cowboys game. Because it's going to have to be a divisional game, if we're saying a win at home in the playoffs. So the Dez Bryant game was a better win than the Rams in 2020 with the COVID crew there.
Or the Seahawks in 19, right? And they beat them in their first playoff game there.
I can't think of the regular season win against the Bears to get into the playoffs last year. They didn't even really need that in the end, right? They didn't, or did they need to win that? I forget how it all played out that Sunday at the end of the year, but... That wasn't it. I can't think of any others that are, like, far and away great home wins for the Packers.
What is
I can
Matt
only
LaFleur
think of the losses.
Signature win? What is Matt LaFleur's signature win as we sit here right now?
The Cowboys game last
game
year.
In the playoffs last year.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay. And that wasn't at Lambeau. There have been great games. Obviously, that Patriots game... with McCarthy in that, I think it was that 14 season where Devontae Adams kind of his coming out party. That was a game I remember. I was at it. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
But this is part of the deal when you're a big boy and you're a big boy franchise. It ain't good enough just to have little baby wins in the regular season. You got to have confetti. You need to have stuff flying down. We have not had... an NFC Championship game at Lambeau that we've won since the Carolina Panthers back in 96.
Correct.
We had it. Max and I were banging our little posters together during the COVID era when we thought Tom Brady threw 3 picks and we thought championship at 21.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. That would have been a pretty good moment. It didn't happen. And we thought, oh, it would have been great. Beat the Niners. Go on. Well, that didn't happen. Can we even beat the Lions at the end of the season to get in? Well, that didn't happen. So, Jesse, you just brought up a bunch of sour grape memories that we don't have. So, thank you.
Way to go. Boy, things have really... not to go back to our earlier conversation, but Aaron Rodgers, it's been a slog, man. Like, going back to the 21 playoff loss to San Francisco, and then the way the 2022 season played out, then not playing well in a win-and-you're-in game against the Lions in his last game with the Packers.
I just want to make sure, how am I identifying this? Because is it the season or is it the January 20? Because it would have been January of 22, then it would have been January of 23, right?
No, the loss to the Buccaneers in the NFC Championship game was January of 21. It was the 2020 mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the 2021 season was the loss at home as the number one seed, the most important number one seed in NFL history.
Yep, that was the one.
Going to waste, and they couldn't score. And then 22, they missed the playoffs.
That's probably the worst loss in the Rodgers. That's the second worst loss in the Rodgers era.
Right, after Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's always going to be the top cake.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
What a depressing question that was.
So getting some.
Well, in fairness, you did shift gears on us a little bit there to the Matt LaFleur signature win question.
I asked you for the positive. What's the best home Packers win in the last 15 years?
Yeah, but and what I was trying to reiterate is that we're about championships in Titletown.
So beating the Giants in 16 that they like routed the Giants in the wild card game?
Wasn't that the that was the boat game, right?
That was the boat game.
All those guys
yeah.
Correct.
Boat.
Yes. Nope.
Some say that has completely jinxed the Giants, all that boating.
Josh and Hartland text in the comeback against the Bears in the Sunday night opener in 2018.
That was great.
That was a great one.
Yeah, that was a pretty remarkable game. Good one, Josh.
JJ and Poinette says it was a road game, but the 2013 season ender against the Bears. But that defeats the purpose against the
Bears. I mean, they do own the Bears, so maybe they, you know, you could say that was a home game, I guess. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Or not.
For me, the home games, I think that Patriots game with Devontae, maybe the... Because that kind of springboarded and slingshotted that team moving forward.
Yeah.
Part of it is, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, the expectation is we're not going to lose at home. There's part of that as the expectation.
No doubt.
And you have to do something dynamite on top of dynamite in order to get the fireworks to go.
Yeah, I would just say I'm gonna go off the board and join Josh. Rodgers gets hurt. Looks like a major knee injury, and he comes out like Willis Reed with his team down 20-0 against their arch rivals. Now the 2018 season spirals. Mike McCarthy gets fired. They miss the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. But that moment, if you just choose that game, coming back from down 20-0 at the half, that is a memorable game. I would say that.
Can we pull?
Go ahead.
Can we throw that out for just for open debate?
For what? For tomorrow's
show? Since 2011. Yeah, it'll lead. I'm fascinated where Packer fans are at.
Mm-hmm.
Home games, playoffs included, what has been the best win we've had at Lambeau since 2011? I don't know what. I think the Dez Bryant game has got to be it.
Probably. I would tend to agree. But I'm still... The
By the
stakes
way, he
were
did
different.
Catch it too. He did
not
catch the ball.
Not based on the rules at the time.
I know, they changed the rules from that, so it was a catch.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Tausch, we're almost out of time. Romeo Dobbs, avid listener to the show, texts you and says, Tausch, what should I say tomorrow when I talk to the team? What do you tell him?
Just be honest and apologize and say it's not happening again. I screwed up. And I'm going to do all in my power to regain the trust. And you guys know what kind of teammate I can be. That's what I'm going to do, that and more moving forward. That's all you can do.
That's really good advice, but we will see. Actions speak louder than words, and whatever he says tomorrow, he will have to back those up with actions. That's it for us today. Good luck to Robert Saleh. I don't expect him to be on the Packers payroll right away, but you never know. We'll have to wait and see.
Grant's going to go at him too, I bet.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. That's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.